We are live. Hello, everyone. I am Meena Puri, and I'm here with my beautiful cohort, Cornelia Stephanie. We are going to be speaking about the feminine, the divine feminine, and anger. So if you are joining us live, we would love to see you and hear any comments. So here is, you know, how this topic, it's not anything new, this topic came about. We are, you know, Cornelia can fill us in a little bit on the astrology, but there's like, we're in deep water, Scorpio, you know, the deeper emotions are surfacing. And because where we have been with our emotions, especially with anger, it's going to surface with a vengeance because there is so much suppression on it. And again, we are in this liminal space where we are transforming from what was old to where we are headed. What was old, expressing anger is not a good thing. Keep it quiet, slip it under the rug. Pretend you don't know what you know. Pretend you don't feel what you feel, especially women, because we are the peacemakers. We are the softer and the kinder, and we just hush, 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 and we just become martyrs and self-sacrificing, and we put everyone else's needs ahead of us, and we can do it because we can do it all. But there is a cost to that. And the reason why I always bring it back to the cost is very physical, because I see it in my practice on a daily basis. No unexpressed emotion, guys, is going to go unnoticed, not on a long term. It's going to show up on your body. I've had clients with breaking up in boils on their fingers, a lot of skin conditions. And when I hear their story, I'm like, you don't have a choice but to transform this. But before we transform it, it requires an expression. We have to express it. And there's a lot of misunderstanding on that. And before we even express it, we need to know that we are even feeling it, because we are so accustomed to not, we're trained not to feel anger. We rationalize it and we chalk it out to anything but anger. We're like, no, it must be like this. No, it's okay. You know, don't make a big deal out of it. Don't make a fuss. Stay quiet. But anger, although looked upon negatively, is one of the key emotions that must be brought to surface for its fullest expression, so we can see what's underneath.
Anger is the key to your liberation.
Exactly.
Anger is the liberator. And yeah. So you opened it up by saying that with the astrology, nobody cares that I have Mars, the planet Mars, the god of war, in my natal Scorpio. No one cares about that. But really, so that's why I have a very intimate relationship with anger. And that's how I learned about it. Like, what a raw emotion that is. And that underneath that anger, there is a truth that is waiting to be recognized. But first, we have to express the anger, like you said, and move the energy out of the body, because there is a thunder happening. There is a bullet that is going off, an inner bullet. And if it's suppressed, like you said, Meena, if it's suppressed, skin sores are breaking out on people's fingers. Or like in the case of myself back in 2011, I had cysts forming on my ovaries. On each one. And so when I went to the doctor to have the biopsy done, they're telling me, oh my God, you know, they're the size of oranges, you know, the cysts.
Oh my gosh.
And then, oh my God, you have to have a hysterectomy. And oh my God, you have to do this. And it was interesting. Here was that anger. The cyst is an anger. It's a boil. Like, what are you boiling?
It's boiling, ready to boil over.
Right. And so, because you're a healer, so you know, I mean, you know this with, you know, the Ayurvedic work that you're doing with your clients. So, but basically what it was, Meena, is that I had so much anger stored in my creative center, in my womb, that I had no outlet for. I had these big, huge boils, these big, huge oranges that I was carrying around in my womb. And of course, the Western doctors are going to say, oh, we need to have this just all removed.
Yeah, all removed. And then we are making room for the more unexpressed anger. You know what's so funny? Because you mentioned oranges. I wore orange, you know, because the orange is the color of transformation. It's a fiery color before it can be transformed. And that's our third chakra too. It's a little orangey yellow. Because where do we store anger in the body too as an organ? It's in the liver. Because it doesn't get metabolized. Liver metabolizes our food. Liver metabolizes our experiences. And so it's just a reminder, you know, when you see orange, it's like, have I checked in with my anger today? Am I able to speak it? And I think the reason why we become fearful of it is because either it's suppressed or it becomes a volcanic expression, which just burns everybody around you. So it's really about figuring out. And, you know, we're already there. We can't now find that, you know, that peaceful middle. It's really rather a volcanic, messy middle. And we have to get away from the judgment of how we express it. We have to get away from the judgment of the tonality of it, the voice of it, because even when we raise our voice, they're like, oh, you know, you're angry. That's not nice. And you know, I wrote this down because when I talk about expressing anger from the body, it's not just to talk about it. We can't just say, you know, if somebody were to ask me, how are you feeling? If I'm feeling great, I'll say, oh, wonderful. Thanks. It's been a lovely day. But if I'm feeling angry, I cannot say, yes, I'm feeling angry. You're going to say, I am feeling angry. You are using your body.
You're going to say, I'm really pissed off right now.
I'm really pissed off. Don't you come near me.
You're saying to me, Cordelia, I'm feeling really angry. And I'm like, great.
Great.
Because I'm like, great. Excellent. Because I know how amazing anger is, you know, and the big problem that we have out here in the world, especially in the spiritual community, especially in, you know, the religion and all of the places that anger should be avoided, or people are like afraid of their anger, or they're making it wrong or bad, or that it's something that you shouldn't be. For God's sakes, you are human beings having an experience, and anger is the liberator. And I cannot imagine any person on this planet today that isn't getting pissed off today. That is happening.
It's just not possible. And then, you know, when we get pissed off and we kind of go off of our natural conditioned demeanor, there's that question comes, oh, I wonder if that person is thinking of me. They're thinking, oh, you're like this. Are you a Vedic doctor, yoga teacher? I'm like, no, you know what? This is another side of me you yet haven't seen. So embrace yourself, you know, so that I'm expressing that side. So it's like you said, it's the liberator, it's the mobilizer. When we express anger, it mobilizes everything that's expressed, that's suppressed underneath. And we need to pull that out because that's our creative.
That's the cyst forming in your body.
Yeah.
So basically, you know, Buddha said that, you know, storing anger in the body is like a hot coal in the body because it's raw, it's hot. Mm-hmm. And if you're taking the anger and you store it in, and then it burns, it comes out as cysts or as sores or whatever. Or in the liver, it could turn into a, you know, or who knows, in the heart, it could be, it depends on where you have on a consistent basis, what organ have you been suppressing it in? Mm-hmm. So that also has another thing to do about it. But, you know, when we take our anger then, and when we use our anger in a way to harm others or want to hit somebody, it's also, this is what causes war, and that is uneducated people expressing their anger.
Exactly. They just don't know exactly, you know, uneducated because we've been told anger is bad, it should be suppressed, but it's a force of nature. It's a force. you cannot suppress it, control it, and you have to allow it. When we don't allow it, that's why we have war.
Yeah, so and you know like what? That? We need to educate women, mothers, people, men. We need to educate each other on this needs to be taught in the school systems on what to do with our anger, what to do with our emotions, so that the seed is planted, that if you get pissed off about something, mm-hmm. that instead of saying, oh my God, you're pissed off, saying, wow, Mina, that's great. Why are you angry? Tell me why you're angry. I want to know why you're angry. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to say to me, I'm angry because I don't feel valued. Mm-hmm. I'm angry because I'm not listened to. Mm-hmm. I'm angry because this situation makes me feel imprisoned. Mm-hmm. And I'm angry because of that. And then rightfully so, this is now coming up so you can release that anger. And then I can say to you, great, Mina, what is it that you want once you let that anger out and you express and you say, I don't feel heard, I don't feel valued. And then you're going to say, I don't tolerate this kind of behavior in my new earth. I don't tolerate this kind of dynamic.
Yeah, I mean, you just showed them exactly the process. And that's exactly, you know, how it is. And you said a word rightfully. We don't rightfully become angry. Sometimes anger is the only emotion that there is to be had, like pissed off. And we can't sugarcoat it. That would be unexpressing it. That would be making it something it is not. Okay, so, you know, and how do we clue in to that anger coming on? Body always gives us cues. Okay. We don't listen to that. You know, anytime, like, for example, if you're like angry at somebody, they call you and all of a sudden the thought is, oh God, you know what that is? That's anger. You're just picking up the phone, reluctantly talking to them. You're talking to them, you're rolling your eyes, you put the phone away, you're waiting for them to, that's your anger speaking to you. Hello, you know, what is it that you're feeling? Why are you behaving this way? You're not enjoying the conversation. They're not enjoying the conversation on the other end. There's no win. So pay attention. So that these are, and some of the clues, when you're not, you're kind of waking up in the middle of the night, your heartbeat is just thumping. Okay, that's your physical reaction to it. When every little thing that should not even be a trigger, that's really a normal thing, it triggers you. You become angry at the smallest things because that thing over there that you were really angry about, you never expressed it. So it's going to show itself out. Isn't it better that we become aware of it? Use it as a tool. Use it as a fuel.
Yes, that's exactly.
Use it as a fuel to, you know, anger is needed for our dynamic activity. It's anger transformed becomes radiance. Becomes passion.
Yes, it becomes, right? it's the liberator. And so here's the thing, Mina, let's talk about some of the things. I just want to say I'm an expert in this. And the reason why is I wrote the book.
Peace. Oh, look at that.
Peace, the flip side to anger. Peace, the flip side. Peace is the flip side. Because you cannot have a peace activist that has anger. That doesn't express anger. You can see many angry peace activists in the world and they haven't accessed their own anger because they're still going, it's not good to get angry, but actually it's the opposite.
It's the opposite. It's like it's a spiritual bypassing.
They're
transcending without even understanding.
Sorry, that's a word, the spiritual bypassing word is a word that was made up by the spiritual community. I don't even use that word in my vocabulary.
It's not even there. Can't bypass it.
You know, it's like, it's again, you know, who came up with that word? I mean, come on, Mina.
Those who did it.
You know, so it's like, come on, that spiritual bypassing, but that's like saying some kind of word and like now you're, honestly, that word.
Oh, I love that.
I have to say, spiritual bypassing, you know, we're talking openly here. So it's like, no, that's not. Because honestly, when I was writing that book, that word wasn't even used.
I love that.
I don't freaking want to hear spiritual bypassing in the spiritual communities. Oh, yeah.
I love, you know what? I am so glad you said that because that's the word because everybody knows it. And then you know, it didn't even occur to me not to use it. I use it to explain it.
Yeah.
I love know. That. You just took me like 10 steps up.
You know, it's like, that's not even a word, spiritual bypassing, you know, and then people are throwing that around like some kind of lit, you know, we're talking alchemy here. We're talking taking, becoming emotionally honest. And the only way that you can come emotionally honest is when you look at how you're feeling. How am I feeling? Mm-hmm. And if I'm pissed off, this is what I want to ask you, Mina. What pisses you off? When do you get angry? Like, for instance, I'll give you a couple of my things when I get angry. I get angry, you know, when I'm like being asked to do something or forced to do something by a political party or by a government.
Oh my God.
An authority system that's going to tell me what I can and cannot do.
Oh my God, that's my trigger. That pisses me off. And I'm thinking, hello, this, you know, my thing is, don't make decisions that don't belong to you. Okay, I don't know how much more clearly to put it. Do not make decisions that don't belong to you. Do not talk about my body. Do not tell me what to do. It's not your choice. And I am that adamant about it. That pisses me off. I don't even want to entertain your reasoning.
Right. And then if we look underneath that, right, if we look underneath it, so that's the out expression.
Like, outer expression.
But then we go underneath that. And then if I ask you then, Mina, why is that so important to you? What are you going to say back to me?
So that it, because it undermines my sovereignty. And how dare you? How dare anyone? It undermines my sovereignty. It deems me dumb. It deems me as if my life is not in my control. I'm a little prisoner of your thought process, and I just get to follow. Can't do. Not allowed. You're not allowed to do that to me. You know?
I love that. And that's it, because, you know, you are the one. This, we're talking about stepping into divine feminine power, and that means that you are in your sovereignty, that means that you are in your divinity, and that you are an autonomous being, and you're choosing your body autonomy, you're choosing how to live your life, and you're not giving your power away
to anyone else. Source.
And so, you know,
but actually there's nothing, it's really as simple as that. We're not taking something away from anybody. We're not fighting for something. This is ours. This is mine. There's no fight about it. It's just simply so. You know what? You just took us to like a full example. You guys, listen to her. Just a clean, quick example. And there it is. We don't need to write, you know, we don't need to fight about it. We don't need to go into counseling sessions about it, but we can. It's always useful. But, you know, begin with that. It's you know, there's so much that has been taken away from our sovereign being that we don't even know what's ours, what's not. And we're fighting for something that, it's like, that's why we titled this Stepping Into.
Yeah.
It's already mine.
Exactly. And the other thing is that, you know, your emotions are guideposts to your soul.
Yeah.
So if you're feeling angry, use your anger because it's a hot coal. Because if I'm angry, if I'm like in the consciousness of the old world, patriarchal society, 3D environment, and when we look at what starts wars, like why do we still have war on this planet when we seem to be so evolved? And why do we still do that? It's because we're still using weapons and not our wisdom. And that's why we still have war. Uneducated people not realizing when they get pissed off that we don't do this. We don't project our anger onto another person, but we look at what it is really that's pissing us off. And
exactly.
Then communicating our boundaries clearly, but getting the anger. When we get anger, our anger is always our own.
It's always our own. And I love that you said the word weapon, because we weaponize anger. We even sometimes weaponize truth. Instead of a weapon, it's a tool.
It's a tool. And that's why underneath the anger, there's always a truth that's waiting to be claimed. Yeah. So because as soon as you said, don't undermine my autonomy, I'm not dumb. I know how to choose for myself. Mm-hmm. Because when I asked you to go deeper, this is what you said. Mm-hmm. So if we trained and educated our children and even men out there that if they're in a bar and they get pissed off at someone, we don't pick up guns, we don't pick fights. We actually, you know,
we take responsibility for our own emotions.
Exactly. That's it.
Exactly. Yeah. Anger is meant for introspection. It's not meant to burn others. It's not a weapon against others. And look at our world.
How are we using it?
I mean, a great mobilizer, we're using it to just create war in meetings, in whatever is happening out there, but nobody's going within and saying, what is it that I'm angry about? I go for a walk. I figure it out. If I need to cry it out, or I need to like scream or sing or dance, because it's my process to kind of underneath the layers to see what it is and how can I bring this to love. Like you said, under every emotion, ultimately it's all about love.
When you get the anger out, yeah, it is all about love. And when you get the anger out, I mean, I look at it like, you know, you're sovereign and you're in your divinity. I'm sovereign and I'm in my divinity. And guess what? And even in our divinity, as the most sacred, divine, pure goddesses, we get pissed off.
We get pissed off because we're in the human body.
And thankfully so, because on our watch, we're not going to just let shit slide by and stay suppressed or start wars. What we're going to do is we're going to alchemize the energy and we're going to use our wisdom to educate, to inspire, to uplift, to restore, to harmonize. That's how we're going to do it, but not the old way. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, my gosh, here it is. Did you see, guys, how she comes forward with her hands? That's an expression. That's an expression of what she's feeling inside. And that actually lets the emotions find an expression. It liquefies them. It gets them out of the body. So we can't intellectualize anger away. It's not a memory. We can't forget about it because it's in the body. Okay. And when we keep the anger, whether it's, it keeps us, our traumas, our patterns stuck. How many different ways can we say it, right? We keep them stuck because that's why we cannot heal, because I'm always off the thing. Instead of getting sad, get mad.
Oh, this is so good. It's like we're made from the same cloth. We totally understand the same language. Yeah. You know, when people say to me, I'm depressed and I can't get off the couch and I am like, I'm paralyzed, because depression is paralyzation. You can't move forward. So then let's take the energy that's in your root chakra. Mm-hmm. Let's take the energy and bring it up into your third and really get you pissed off.
Yeah, you're pissed off. Exactly.
You know, because basically, depression is anger turned inward.
It's depressed, right? So exactly. That's the therapy for it. And you know what? No amount of, talk therapy is useful, but it's not going to get you out of here. It's just going to take you into a loop. We need to look at it. We need to come to a different state and just become someone who we are not comfortable becoming, just for a little time being, so we can actually become who we are designed to be. You know, whoever, if we are free to express our joy, we are free to express our anger. Like I said, anger is not meant to harm someone else, but what happens when we suppress it, we actually end up harming everyone around us.
Yeah, and honestly, and now it's the perfect time with every movie scene that's playing out on the world stage is to use those scenes as liberators. Like, I feel imprisoned. I feel like they're telling me what to do. I feel I can't make my own decision. I feel like this is why I'm angry. All of these things.
And you know what's happening? There's suppression. The pressure is to keep putting on. And then I'm like, okay, people, just look at the whole picture. This is what's making you wake up. This is what's firing you up. So the more suppression, you can only go so far. They're firing people up. And hopefully, you know, this is not the system that we're going to continue to use. We don't have to do this suppression and then full expression where it's damaging. Rather, to use it as a tool on a day-to-day basis.
It's basically, and you do the same thing, Mina, because I heard you talk about it on the meeting the other day. But basically, you know, like when you're in your process and you're in your, you know, in your process, like whatever that is, you take it into your own inner counsel. You work with your own alchemy because this is what you do. And then you help others move beyond theirs and help them in that way.
Exactly.
And like right now, wherever you are, whatever is happening in your dynamics with, you know, whatever you're being triggered by, and anger is coming up to the surface, it's coming here to liberate you. It's here to liberate you. And actually, you can say, like I did to Mina, when she said she's pissed off, and I would be like, great, because here's the reason why.
It is, yeah.
It's so great when a person that's responsible for their own emotion tells me I'm angry, because I know we're about to go deeper and we're going to get more of your true divine essence that's going to come out, and that's going to be a win-win for all of us.
Exactly. So that, I mean, my God. Yay! I loved everything you brought forward, and you just expressed it so beautifully and so effortlessly.
You know what the only problem is, Mina? I tell you, the only thing is, I would love to be on a stage. I would love to be on a stage, right? And there's like so many people in the audience, and to go up there and be fully animated.
Fully animated. Oh my God. Fully animated. Wouldn't that be something?
Can we manifest that?
Yes. Get on a stage, have a conversation about anger. And can you imagine inviting audiences on the stage and just doing a 2-3 minute conversation with them? I mean, that's going to be one liberated room.
Well, we're going to do that, because we're going to have the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group is going to have some kind of public event. So
yes,
we will be creating that. But I want, you know, a lot of people in the audience, and then to be on the stage and be fully animated.
Fully expressed. Fully expressed.
Use the body for the conversations. You know, jumping up in the air and all kinds of things.
You know, like I said, you know, peace is overrated if it's created by stuffing your feelings down just for its own sake.
It's the flip side, because honestly, without anger, you don't have peace, because there isn't. I'll tell you, I'll leave you with this. This is good. Even the Dalai Lama gets pissed off.
Gets pissed off.
I have seen him.
Oh my God. You know what? I'm going to share with them one story. I taught yoga for many, many years in my home, in a walkout studio. People start coming in before the class. I had my son, who was, you know, your kid driving you nuts. And I screamed at him because he, like, after the 100th time, not listening to me. And then I realized, I'm like, oh my God, they hurt me. So I go downstairs and all the students are like, I'm like, okay. I go, did you hear, who heard me scream? I did. I said, I'm glad, because it just busted the myths that you have about yoga teachers.
Oh my God. That's so good. That is so good.
I'm like, guys, I get pissed off and you just noticed that. And it is completely yoga. So let's move on. Let's do some yoga now.
That's so good, Mina. Did you say it's completely yoga?
It's completely yoga.
Excellent.
It's yoga. It's a union. Union with what you are feeling for yourself, for your growth. your anger, your emotions are a tool. They're a tool for you to get to know who the heck you are. What are you made of? What ticks you? What pleases you? Where do you want to go? Where do you don't want to go? It's a tool, you guys. It's a torch that shows you the way. It's a compass.
I really love how we were liberating people today in this conversation.
I know. We unleashed, and I've been feeling so much. I mean, you saw me in the meeting yesterday, and even Susan said, that's the whatever unleashed. And I'm like, I even use, and I say, you know what? Pardon my English, but I can't buy into this BS. This is BS, and I do that in my work with my clients, and I, you know, that's what we laugh a lot more, and it's like, they're like, oh my God, I can't believe you said that.
The feminine energy, just saying, ladies, if you're listening to this call, the feminine energy isn't just sitting back, passively, aggressively, taking it all in.
Yeah.
She's fierce, she's expressive, and she's bold. And you have two beautiful role models right here, right now, showing you that it's great to be in our spirituality, in our grace. And it's equally as great to be in our fire.
In our
grace together.
Fire, orange, peace, white. Okay? So, colors, we are made of many colors. They're in our body, the energy centers, they are different colors, the whole rainbow of colors. These are colors of emotions. Our emotions are our friend. If anybody tells you, don't feel this way, you know what? It's a little bit too late because the experience has already happened. Thank you very much.
Yeah, exactly. Because here's the other one last thing is that the thing is, whenever we get angry, this is something important to know about any type of triggers, any type of trauma in the body, emotional trauma, any type of energy. When you get triggered, the anger is not from the now moment. Mm-mm. The anger that's coming up was from the past, from the suppression of the past time when you have suppressed it and it wasn't safe to express it for whatever reasons that there were at the time. And that's okay, because every event is basically neutral. It is the event that's neutral. It is our emotion that we held in our bodies that now this
that
event
gave it color.
Because if I'm not triggered if I hold no trauma in my body around any kind of event,
you won't be triggered.
Exactly.
When you are triggered, it's an accumulative effect. So imagine in the new earth, instead of handling or managing our triggers, we're managing our joys, our aspirations, our purpose. We're creating beauty, love, happiness in the world. So much of our energy will be freed when we don't keep on using it in buying into this bullshit.
Yeah,
that we have been taught.
And you know what? And the only reason we got there is because we were emotionally honest and we were angry on the journey to release the anger and become liberated so that we can then express all of the things that Mina was just talking about, beauty, joy, bliss, because eventually I know that I've been working on this for a long time. So for me, you know, like right now, I'm not walking around pissed off. I've been doing this the last decade, really clearing my anger in so many ways. And I'm not saying that I still don't get pissed off. There's things that piss me off, but I don't have anything presently in my experience to share with you. And I don't want, you know, I'm not looking for any. So I'm good. But you know, the thing is that, you know, we're all on our way to release the traumas of our past. And anger is a tool. It's a liberator. Make it your friend. Make it your creativity. Release that fire. Get it out of your body. And then get on with creating your new world.
Wow. So that's it. Take this message. So we hope that you got one, two, or something out of it. Please stay tuned. And we do work of healing, and we do work of ascension, spirituality. And I work with, you know, I'm an Ayurvedic practitioner in healing you from physical to non-physical. Cornelia has many offerings. So my website is ayurvedahealingcenter.com. Cornelia, how can people reach you?
All we want you to do is just go down to download the app. The KS Media app. Because when you go to the KS Media app, Media Group app, downloading that in your app store or Play Store, you're going to find all of Mina's work under World's Best Influencers. You're going to find lots of information there. You're going to see my
information. That's right. Thank you for bringing that out. Forget the website, guys. We are now doing the app. App is our streamlined websites, and not just one person. 17, 18 of the world's best, all of the inspiration tools, healing at your fingertips, at your convenience. So KS Media Group from the App Store, go download it today. And I think we're going to end. So, if you know, feel free to share if you got something out of it. You know, it's always so nice. We put time in, a lot of thought in. We do this type of work to really wake up all of us around us. So it would be nice if you got something out of it, like a comment here and there. It kind of, it gives us the encouragement to like, okay, at least we made a difference to one person. So thank you so much for tuning in. Until we see you the next time. Bye-bye.